We in Seattle get our trash picked up every week. That could change. Seattle Public Utilities is considering moving trash pickup to every other week. It's estimated the cost that move could save the city $6.5 million, which will mean somewhat cheaper utility bills for Seattle residents. The Seattle Public Utilities Citizens Commission has looked at the proposal. They say the savings are not worth it. Susie Burke is a member of the Citizens Commission, and she's also a major property owner in the Fremont neighborhood. Hi, Susie.
Hi there.
Why isn't it worth it?
You know, if you want to cut your service by half and not have your rates go down, that didn't sound real appetizing to us. We think part of the reason might be that the department had to ask at the wrong time of the cycle as far as dealing with their haulers. The haulers made them an offer, but it didn't seem like a very good one. We did look at what the citizens who had tried this, you know, we had some pilot projects, and it seemed to be discriminatory against the bigger family, the family with a baby, the family with people who really need garbage service. It's stinky, lots of garbage around those neighborhoods. They, you know, it wasn't really good.
It was kind of a mixed bag when it came to the pilot project. Some people liked it, some people didn't, as you say.
Right.
But other nearby cities, Bellingham, Portland, have adopted the biweekly trash pickup, and they report a reduction in their waste. Why not encourage less waste by reducing the amount of pickups?
Seattle people have already made those same reductions and have made them actually superior to what's happening in Bellingham and Portland. We've done it without doing that. And of course, I think the utility does a great job communicating with people that you can make a smaller can. But you can actually save some money doing it yourself, making less garbage and more recycling and being good about your compost. That's the better way to run with this.
Why couldn't we be better about throwing less stuff in the trash, and why wouldn't biweekly trash pickup help us be better?
Well, nationally, we're about the best there is.
And
our problem is, as you go to biweekly, it's really about bigger trucks less often at your curb. How much does that actually save?
Seattle has a reputation for being very green and environmentally progressive, and many in the environmental community here are excited about this biweekly trash proposal. Here's Heather Trim from Zero Waste Seattle.
Seattle has been a leader on zero waste, and we want to maintain our stature in the United States. We know that this has worked really well in other communities in Oregon and other places in the U.S., and so we think that it's something that will both save money and save greenhouse gas emissions, many less trucks. And, of course, will hopefully encourage people to put more into their recycling and their compost bins.
So Susie Burke, Heather Trim agrees with you in that we're doing well, but she thinks we could do better, and this biweekly trash proposal could help us do that.
Well, you know, we are a citizens committee, and we also look at the cost. And our citizens are paying a lot for garbage recycle hauling. They deserve to get a certain amount of service.
Now, you're a member of as you were saying earlier, a pretty diverse committee. You're a business person. How would you characterize the feeling on the entire Citizens Committee?
On this particular subject?
Yes.
I think we were pretty close to unanimous on this one. Mostly not because it isn't great to reduce the amount of garbage. I think everybody sees that. But there is a cost. And when people are paying fairly high rates and getting not a reduction in cost, it's hard to push this one. They can get a reduction in cost by making themselves a smaller can.
That was my next question for you. How would you like to see Seattle Public Utilities reduce their costs so that cost us less?
Well, I hope our panel is working on helping the utility. We've run into, you know, really great people, and they've shared great information about various parts of the utility, which is like four different kinds of business. But I run a business, and I know that I'll use the example of a guy from Boeing that was at one of our recent listening sessions. He says, you know, when I came in to do this job, there were four of us, and now there's one of us, and we're getting the job done. And that's kind of what the public utilities have to do. The other thing is they've got really, really good people working for them, but they do have an aging workforce. And as they change out that workforce, they really have to bring in some new efficiencies.
You think they've got too many employees?
No, you know, obviously they are committing under this new, this 6-year strategy not to increase employees at all. There might even be a reduction of employees a bit because of this aging thing. But the bigger part is to get your bang for your buck.
Yeah. We're just about out of time. Now, if it went to biweekly for me as a homeowner, I'd have to find more room for my trash. But you're a business owner and you know many business owners. How about just the space to hold all this trash if you're waiting for every other week?
Well, and how much are people willing to put up with smells and trashiness in their commercial districts? That could be a bit of a problem. I suspect the business people would have to do some hauling themselves.
Susie Burke, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it. Susie is a member of the Citizens Commission, taking a look into every other week garbage pickup. She's also a major property owner in Fremont. City council committees are meeting on this month and next. No word on when there'll be a final vote, but those who would like to have this approved want to do it by April in order for it to go into place next year. This is The Record on KUOW.